This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. A new poll from Colorado College finds a large majority of the state's residents see dwindling water supplies as a serious problem. Here's CPR's Dan Boyce.
Drought, climate change, and increasing population, these factors are all driving the concerns about water, found in this year's Conservation in the West poll. However, many Coloradans have an inaccurate sense of who is using the most water. Only 34% correctly identify agriculture. Pollster Dave Metz says this misperception is common across the West and is understandable.
The weight of the public lives in cities or suburban areas. They may be surrounded by a lot of agricultural land, but it's not where they spend most of their time.
Agriculture accounts for about 86% of the state's total water usage. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
And a note that Colorado College holds the license to operate KRCC. Colorado Public Radio operates KRCC. Colorado will be getting federal funding to boost awareness of extreme risk protection orders, which allow courts to take away the guns of people deemed to be a danger. CPR's Caitlin Kim has more.
Colorado is set to receive over $4.5 million from the gun safety bill passed last year, called the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act. The money is expected to support the implementation of Colorado's law, including training and public awareness of the state's ERPO program. Some of the money may also be passed through to Colorado's new Office of Gun Violence Prevention. The hope is that it will help result in fewer gun injuries and deaths in the state. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Steamboat Resort has extended its ski season by 1 week. So far this season, Steamboat has had more than 340 inches of snow, and more than a foot could fall over the next few days. Steamboat's last open day is now April 16th. This is CPR News and KRCC.